The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. And Harley, no charges against these two Minneapolis police officers for shooting a black man.
Yeah, this is another one of those difficult cases where after the man was shot, there were demonstrations in the streets for a couple of weeks. Then there were investigations that have found that the officers didn't do anything wrong. This is the second such investigation. The county attorney looked at police video and interviewed witnesses and declined to bring criminal charges against the police who had shot a man named Jamar Clark once in the head after he had wrestled with the police and evidently tried to take their gun. The U.S. attorney now in Minneapolis says after a federal probe, there will be no civil rights charges against those two police officers. The shooting was back in November. Of course, the NAACP is all upset about it today, and there could very well be something else happening in the streets, so we don't know.
No, very difficult issue. But the rules have to be the same for everybody, don't they? And sometimes there's a feeling they're not. The State Department censorship.
Yeah, this was interesting because I thought this time maybe the State Department was right, although it's controversial. They told us that a couple of years ago, while the U.S. was in negotiations with Iran over nuclear weapons, there was a briefing with the press that managed to get to some pretty sensitive stuff. So before they put that briefing online, as they typically do, and on YouTube in its entirety, someone deliberately erased some of the more sensitive parts of it, said that they were asked to do it by a higher-up. That has since been fixed, has been restored and put back in there. Of course, my reporters are all up in arms saying, how dare you do something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, we asked the guy who did it. Which officer said to do it? He says, he can't remember.
Well, the question I would ask is, what has been censored in the past?
Well, many things, I would imagine, although that we haven't been able to find others. Because the censorship is not that the press didn't have the answers. They did, and that whether they chose to use them or not or how they handled them, we don't know.
Yeah.
It is just that the State Department has a record of taking the whole thing and then putting it online these days
because they can.
They didn't want to put it out there for the whole world to take a look at, right?
Yeah, I know. Gone mad. Now, sex toys.
Yeah, in Pittsburgh, a man is going to prison for 1.5 to 3 years for using a fake bomb to rob a bank. You can imagine his difficulty. He's 36. He explained to the judge he had a honeymoon coming, and he was broke. But he did have a sex toy, to which he added some wires and some duct tape. And he wore an Iron Man mask, and it looked like it might go off just any moment. So the tellers handed over the money. Except that it wasn't a real gun, so they were a bomb.
So was he charged with using the sex toy or robbing the bank?
I don't know if he's gotten a chance to use the sex toy or not, but he was convicted of using robbing the bank, of course.
Ross is wondering whether it was a stick-up. He just needs to know.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, Harley. Harley, the appropriate answer on that was to say, I'll pass. I'll pass on that question.
I like just the facts, man.
See you tomorrow, Harley. Bye-bye. There he is, the troublesome Harley in the United States of America. It's 8:30.